During the last 2 years, over 100 Tibetans have set themselves on fire in protest against China's repression of Tibetan Buddhism and banning the return of the Dalai Lama. But with the installation of a new leader in Beijing, Xi Jinping, there is now talk of implementing a less harsh policy towards the Dalai Lama and his followers. China's high security presence in Tibet and the Dalai Lama's commitment to nonviolent resistance has maintained the unrest at a low level of intensity. In recent weeks, public debate about Tibet has broken out among Chinese officialdom. In a recent interview in a Hong Kong magazine, scholar Qin Wei, director of ethnic and religious studies at the Central Party School in Beijing, has called for a new creative approach to Tibet and the Dalai Lama and a rejection of hardline tactics. Qin observed that the demonization of the Dalai Lama has backfired, turning most Tibetans against the Chinese government, even those who support Beijing's modernization policies. In essence, Qin says, the hardline stance has created an ethnic dividing line between Han Chinese and Tibetans. Many of the recent anti-Beijing protests were sparked by overt repression of Tibetan culture, language, and tradition. Hopes were high with the launch of the Democratic Party's Battleground Texas campaign, a long-term base-building initiative by Team Obama to turn Texas from dark red to blue. The key goal of the campaign is to register and mobilize the growing Latino population in a state where the last Democratic win in a statewide election came in 1996. Already, Texas is a majority-minority state with Latinos, Blacks, and Asians outnumbering whites. By the next presidential election in 2016, 1 million new Latino residents will be eligible to vote in Texas. Historically, Latino turnout in Texas has been low, even as Hispanics generally support Democratic Party candidates by a 2-to-1 margin. Texas Governor Rick Perry dismissed Battleground Texas and its goal of moving Texas from the GOP to the Democratic column as nothing but a pipe dream. But national Republican strategists do take the threat seriously and are prepared to pump millions of dollars into Texas to keep the state deep red. Most political observers agree that without the state's 38 electoral votes, there is little chance for Republicans to gain control of the White House. 50 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court banned school-sponsored prayer. But today, religions of various denominations have a presence in public schools through student clubs and outreach ministries. What began as a push by evangelical Christians has been joined by Jewish, Muslim, agnostic, humanist, and interfaith groups. The two court rulings banning school prayer, Engel v. Vitale in 1962 and Abington School District v. Shemp in 1963, have largely been forgotten. In many cities and towns, school life is now saturated by religious symbols. The Fellowship of Christian Athletes sponsors prayer huddles, which are student-led groups with coaches as sponsors. Supporters say Christian huddles promote a ministry of presence and attitude, but non-Christian athletes say they feel intimidated by huddle prayers. The return of religion to public schools has not come without controversy and opposition. So-called Christian Catalyst Clubs have provoked charges of employing aggressive recruitment tactics pursuing students, which some parents characterize as religious harassment. It's not uncommon for Christian youth groups to refer to public schools as a target or a battlefield. While a 2002 National Network of Youth Ministries recruitment manual states that Christian students have been sent to establish a strategic beachhead so that they can penetrate and saturate the entire school with the good news of Jesus Christ. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Liz Becker.